Hello, everyone, and welcome to Landmark English. Today, we're doing the second article all about the internet and about the information that you can find on the internet. So if you joined us yesterday, then you'll know that usually when we read information from books, newspapers, and magazines, well, we can trust that information. But the same can't always be said about what we find on the internet. Well, before we continue, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill, and I'm kind of sad. Everything's going to end next week at 3:45 p.m. on Friday. Yep, the world's going to end. I read it on the internet.
Well, everyone, my name is Lily, and if you were joining us yesterday, then you'll know that Bill, well, he's just overreacting. He believes everything he reads on the internet is true.
Hey, it is true.
Well, I think it's going to be a very important article for you today, Bill, because we're going to read about how to make sure the web isn't lying to you. So if you haven't opened up your magazines, listeners, please do so. Today is May 24th as we read through today's article. What we need, therefore, is information literacy, or the ability to examine sources. It requires us to know a little more about everything. How can someone judge the reliability of, say, an astronomy website without knowing that there are 9 planets in the solar system? Beware also of mimicking sites that pretend to be something else. Make sure you know and type the exact address. That's our first paragraph of today's article. And so, remember yesterday we talked about how we can actually trust websites. How can we trust the information that we find on there? And so here today we start off our article with what we need, therefore, is information literacy, or the ability to examine sources. So if you really want to know and make sure that you can trust the information you find on the internet, well, that just means that we need information literacy, or that people who use the internet, they need to have the ability or the know-how to examine sources.
Right, and this whole idea of information literacy goes even a little bit beyond that, because literacy is talking about whether or not you are competent, whether or not you are good and skilled at understanding some kind of communication. Usually we use the word literacy to mean, to talk about writing and reading. If you have good literacy, if you are a literate person, you can read. But it's more than that. It means you can understand the reading and you can talk about it and use that information. So that's kind of what this information literacy is about as well.
That's right. So if you are looking at information on the internet, well, if you have information literacy for the internet, it just means that you can understand what you read, but also you should have the ability to examine sources, meaning if you're looking at different websites, you should be able to tell which ones you can trust.
Right. And you do this by basically using the skills that you learn and also by knowing a little more about everything. And here we're basically saying that you already have some background knowledge, a little bit of knowledge about many different things. And that knowledge can help you question things. So for example, let's say you read on an astronomy website something and you don't know that there are 9 planets in the solar system. Well, then how can you judge the reliability of that website?
Exactly. So if you didn't already know that there are 9 planets in the solar system, then how would you be able to trust the information that you find on an astronomy website? For example, it might tell you there are 12 planets in the solar system.
Right. And remember, yesterday we were talking about the fact that when information is reliable, you can trust it. So if you're judging the reliability of something, you're deciding whether or not you can trust it. But the word judge really makes it personal. It means that you make that decision based on what you know and the skills that you have. And that's basically what information literacy is all about.
Beware also of mimicking sites that pretend to be something else. Make sure you know and type the exact address. So this is something else that you have to be very careful of. You have to beware of mimicking sites. Now, if you mimic something or someone, it means that you're copying them. For example, a game that kids really like to play sometimes is copying each other. Well, on the internet, there are websites that actually mimic other websites as well. So you have to be careful. Make sure that you're looking at the real website.
Right. You might be trying to go to www.google.com and you accidentally put in an extra O, G-O-O-O-G-L-E. And then a new website comes up that looks like Google, but somehow they're doing something different, like they're trying to sell you something. You got to be careful about things like that.
So you have to make sure you type the exact address the next time you visit a new website. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hey, Joe, you're looking at the new owner of a boat. I just received a lucky email today.
They told you in an email? Oh, come on, Anne. Are you illiterate?
What are you saying? Of course I'm literate. I can read and write perfectly. I've always got straight A's in English. The email clearly explained why I had won the boat and spelled out my name perfectly. Literate 原来的定义是能够读写的。名词 literacy 就是读写能力。相反词是 illiterate, I-L-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-E, 不识字的。An illiterate person 就是文盲。
But the traditional definition of literacy as the ability to read and write has been expanded. It's just as important to know what to do with the information when you get it. To start with, you have to know what is valuable and what is garbage.
Are you saying that I've been tricked?
Yes, I am.I got the same email.
What? Literacy 的意义已经扩大了，可以指一个人利用各种资源来寻找、评估、使用、传递资讯的能力。Joe 怀疑 Anne 是 illiterate， 因为他不懂得检查、分辨所接受的资讯。
Just a minute. Hello? What? You want a boat? Oh, man.
All right, we're back. So that's the end of our first paragraph. It's time now for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne.
昨天我们提到网络上的资讯不全然可信，所以呢，我们必须要有 information literacy. Literacy 呢，它的意思就是 ability to read and write.一个人拥有 information literacy 是表示呢他有这一方面的 knowledge， 换言之呢这个人 is competent or skilled。 所以在我们能够确定网络资料是否可信之前呢，自己也应该具备一些相关的知识，就如同第三句话所提到的 How can someone judge the reliability？ 后面这个介系词片语呢是形容前面的 reliability，中间的 say 呢是打比方，例如一个 astronomy website， 句尾 without 所连接的介系词片语当成副词来用，修饰句子的动词 judge， 也就是说在不知道太阳系有九颗行星的情况下，如何来判断一个天文相关的网站它的可信度。此外我们还要小心一些所谓的 mimicking sites， 也就是模仿的网站。Beware of something 这个动词片语呢就是小心当心。
Okay, it's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Landmark English. It's time now to move on to our second paragraph of today's article.
Sometimes a single letter or the domain type makes all the difference. Watch for typos. Is it .org, .net, or .com? Also, never take things for granted. Always question.Even solid, credible sites make mistakes. So double check. What does the BBC site say about a particular topic? Can you find similar information elsewhere?
Okay, so we're starting the second paragraph with advice. Basically, how can you really help yourself make sure that you get credible information on the internet? Well, here, sometimes a single letter or the domain type makes all the difference. So, like Bill was saying before we ended the first paragraph, sometimes it's very difficult to find credible information because you might actually make a slight spelling error in the domain name. You might add a single letter to the website address, and it actually takes you to a website that is copying the website you want to go to.
Right, so that letter makes all the difference. When something makes all the difference or makes a difference, it means it's very important to what happens in the end. For example, Lily, I could say that being here when I'm working, you know, I don't have very much fun, and it makes me sad sometimes to not be outside playing in the sun. But working with you makes all the difference.
See, that's really sweet, listeners. Basically, I'm just one person and I'm just one factor in this whole work environment, but I make all the difference.
That's right. So you're very important to what happens in the end, the fact that we'll put on a great show for our landmark listeners. However, you also have to watch for these typos, like you said, and determining whether or not you have the correct domain name. That's why we have that .org, .net, or .com. And you should be familiar with those. Those are what you find at the end of a website address. Now, also, you should never take things for granted. Always question. When you take things for granted, it means you just believe it to be true. You don't ask if it's true or not. Okay, listeners, let's sit back and enjoy our fun with phrases.
Take for granted. Hi, James. Have you finished your research project yet?
Hello, Sophie. Yes, I have. Thanks to the internet, I have found what I needed. Voila.
What's it about?
Intelligent frogs.
What? Where'd you get that?
On a site that talks about all kinds of strange things. You should check it out. It's www.takeitforgranted.com.
And you believe everything they say on the site?
Of course, silly. It's on the internet. It's out there.
Yeah, but the web's not always reliable, you know. You can't take everything you see and read on it for granted.
But it looks really professional. They even have a real address and lots of pictures.
Huh, right. Let me read your paper. In 2005, three frogs in Vienna sang Beethoven's Ode to Joy in front of a stunned audience. Sure. And you bought that, didn't you?
Well, they had a recording, and it sounded kind of real. Okay, maybe you're right.
Maybe?
But my paper's due tomorrow. Okay, help me write a new one. Quick.
Now you're taking our friendship for granted.
Please.
Okay. What about we write something on dolphins instead? And this time, let's try to find a website that's a little more believable.
Right. You're the best, Sophie. Can you write it? You write so much better than me.
And now you're taking my patience for granted. All right, we're back. You should always question. You should always wonder if what you're reading is actually true, because even solid, credible sites make mistakes. So, let's say you visit a website that you feel you can trust because maybe it's a really big company's website, so of course they're credible. You can believe what they're saying. And so that's why we would call these websites solid. If something is believable, if you can trust it, if you can rely on something.
So a solid site is one you can rely on, one you can trust. And these sites do make mistakes. That's why you should double check. What does the BBC site say about a particular topic? Can you find similar information elsewhere? Now, this is what I was talking about yesterday when we mentioned information literacy. One of the first and best things you can do is go to more than one source and see if they all say the same thing. And you can also go to a respected source. And I guess the BBC is pretty respected, right?
Of course. Okay, that's the end of our second paragraph. It's now time for some more Chinese explanation.
第二段一开始在提醒我们输入网址的时候呢，一定要非常的小心。Sometimes a single letter or the domain type makes all the difference. 这里的动词呢是 makes, 它跟 or 前面的这个主词一致。Make a difference, 这个动词片语的意思是造成差异。Something makes all the difference 是在强调这件事情呢 is very important to what happened in the end.所谓的差之毫厘失之千里，所以呢我们要 watch for typos。 Typos 呢就指的是输入打字时所犯的错误，不仅在输入的时候要小心，此外呢 never take things for granted。 下面那句话提到 even solid credible sites make mistakes。Solid 它本来的意思呢指的是固体的或者是实心的，这里引申成为可靠的，也就是 believable 或者是 reliable， 因此我们要 double check， 一定要重复的检查再检查。例如呢可以 go to more than one source， 或者是去参考像 BBC site 这样比较 respected 的 source。
Now it's time for our final paragraph。So where do we gain this precious knowledge about everything that will allow us to navigate the web safely? Well, turn to those sources that are known to be reliable. Books, magazines, and newspapers. Online encyclopedias or well-established sites that also exist in print are also credible sources of information. In the end, no matter what you're looking at, a critical mind always goes a long way.So we start our third paragraph with, so where do we gain this precious knowledge about everything that will allow us to navigate the web safely? So remember, if you want to make sure that what you're reading online is true, you have to start with some basic information yourself, but also find similar information elsewhere. And so, of course, if we can gain this precious knowledge, well, that's just all the better.And this knowledge is very valuable. It's precious because it can help us make sure that what we're reading online is true. And we'll find out exactly how we can do that in just a second. But why do we need to do this again, Bill?
We want to navigate the web safely. When you navigate something or navigate to some place, you're following this course that's already planned out. So it's like you thought.How am I going to get to, I don't know, Philadelphia in the U.S.? Well, you're going to have to take some roads and take a plane and drive. And what you do is you plan that course. Now, if you're navigating information on the web, it means you want to get some information in the end. You have to find out how to get through all of the information on the web to make sure you're doing it safely and getting correct information. So what do? You turn to those sources that are known to be reliable. And hey, these are the ones we talked about yesterday at the beginning of the show, books, magazines, and newspapers.
Well, if you turn to these sources, it means that, well, maybe you find information online first, and then it's like, well, you go someplace else. You turn around and you try to find this information in other areas. And of course, we've always said books, magazines, and newspapers are more reliable.Now, online encyclopedias or well-established sites that also exist in print are also credible sources of information.
Oh, I understand. So if they have both a website and a newspaper or books and magazines, then that tells you that maybe the information on the website is the same as in the edited and printed material, so you can trust it.
That's right. For example, online encyclopedias likeEncyclopedia Britannica, probably one of the most famous encyclopedias in the world. Well, of course, in the past, it used to be only in print, but now it's available online as well.
And an encyclopedia is some kind of book or reference work that has all kinds of articles on many different things. You know, I used to write for encyclopedias, and you just have one small subject, like one person that you write about.Many different people put these all together in an encyclopedia, and you can use it as a great first place to go to learn about something.
They are really great sources of information, but if you don't look at an online encyclopedia that it also exists in print, well, other websites, they also have the same thing. So you can find the information in print as well as online, for example, newspapers.
That's right. In the end, though, no matter what you're looking at, a critical mind always goes a long way. When you're being critical, you're really carefully looking at something, carefully questioning it, and deciding if it's true.
Listeners, I hope you found today's article interesting, but now it's time for some Chinese explanation of our third and final paragraph.
网络的资料非常的丰富，所以我们在网络上找资料的时候呢，就好像在大海当中航行，因此呢，动词我们可以用 navigate 或者是 serve 这个动词。navigate 呢，意思是航行 ，serve 呢，它的意思本来是冲浪，那么 surf the net 呢，也就是在网络上浏览寻找资料。第一句话提到 ，So where do we gain this precious knowledge about everything？ 后面 that 所引导的子句呢，是修饰前面提到的有关每一件事情的宝贵知识。这种 knowledge 呢，可以 allow us to navigate the web safely。safely 这个副词修饰动词 navigate， 所以我们在航行的时候呢，不会迷失方向，找出来的资料是正确的。那么方法就是 turn to those sources。That 后面的子句呢，引导前面的这些资料来源 that are known for be reliable， 也就是可信度高的。接下来这个句子呢，它的动词是 are， 那动词 are 呢是跟主词 or 前半部的这个部分一致。在主词当中，如果用到 or 这个片语来连接两个部分的时候呢，动词跟 or 前面提到的这个部分一致，因为 online encyclopedias 呢是复数，所以动词我们用 are。 or 后面接的是 well established sites， that 后面的子句呢修饰前面这些网站。 well established 呢是一个复合形容词，这里引申的意思是表示信誉良好的。这些东西呢 are also credible sources of information，他们都是可靠的资料来源。最后作者要提醒我们， No matter what you are looking at, a critical mind always goes a long way. Something goes a long way 是表示呢这个东西是很有帮助的。我们这里提到的东西呢指的是 a critical mind， 所以我们不仅要 always question， 同时呢也要具有判断的能力。
It's time for another short break. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Landmark English. This is Bill. Lily and I have just finished day two of how to make sure the web isn't lying to you. Now, we basically today looked at how you can make sure the information you find on the internet is something you can trust. We talked about information literacy, or whether or not you know how to check a source, learn if it's true. So, if you want to have that information literacy, you have to know a little bit about everything.So that you have a background that you can use to judge information. You have to make sure that you type the correct address, because sometimes if you make one mistake, change one letter, you can end up at a website you weren't expecting to get to. Now, what do you do to find your way around the web safely? Well, you can go to websites that are also existing in print, books, magazines, and newspapers that also have a website. Okay, but remember,Overall, when you think about all of this, you just have to remember to always question.
Now it's time to read through today's article one more time. What we need, therefore, is information literacy, or the ability to examine sources. It requires us to know a little more about everything.How can someone judge the reliability of, say, an astronomy website without knowing that there are 9 planets in the solar system? Beware also of mimicking sites that pretend to be something else. Make sure you know and type the exact address.
Sometimes a single letter or the domain type makes all the difference. Watch for typos. Is it .org, .net, or .com? Also, never take things for granted. Always question. Even solid, credible sites make mistakes. So double check. What does the BBC site say about a particular topic? Can you find similar information elsewhere?
So where do we gain this precious knowledge about everything that will allow us to navigate the web safely? Well, turn to those sources that are known to be reliable. Books, magazines, and newspapers. Online encyclopedias or well-established sites that also exist in print are also credible sources of information. In the end, no matter what you're looking at, a critical mind always goes a long way. Now it's time for today's vocabulary. Make all the difference. In golf, using the right club makes all the difference.
Solid. This encyclopedia is a solid source of information.
Navigate.
With the help of a GPS, we navigated through the thick jungle.
Encyclopedia. Jerry likes to learn about the world by reading encyclopedias.
Critical. George is very critical of what he sees on the news. And now it's time for today's oral practice. Now, Bill, what kinds of problems do you think you would run into if you didn't approach things critically?
Well, basically, I'd run into problems like I did this morning and yesterday. I'd end up thinking that the world is going to end next week on Friday at 3:45 p.m. The idea is if I don't question where my information comes from and make sure I can trust it, then maybe I'll do stupid things. I'll make bad choices, like deciding to quit my job and move to Thailand because the world ends next week. What happens if it doesn't end? I have no job.
And maybe your friends will think that they can play tricks on you because you will believe anything that they say. So, of course, listeners, it's very important to approach things critically, to really think about something and to question if it's true or not, especially when you're in school and learning so much information. Okay, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please join us next time on Landmark English. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Bill.
See you next time.